Well, I've just had an excellent meeting with President Garcia and want to welcome him not only to the Oval Office, but also say to the Peruvian people how much we appreciate the friendship between our two countries. Peru, I think, has been an extraordinary success story over the last several years. We've seen not only the solidification of a thriving democracy, but also an extraordinary economic success story. And even last year, in the midst of a very tough global recession, we saw that Peru was able to remain resilient, and I think that's a testimony to the President's leadership on this front. We had an extensive conversation about a range of issues on our bilateral relationship. We agreed to continue to pursue the details of the free trade agreement that has already been executed so that it is creating jobs and prosperity in both countries. We discussed how we can work together on security issues. We also talked, though, about a broader international vision of how we can continue to promote democracy, human rights, press freedoms, economic development, not just for those at the top, but also from the bottom up, poverty reduction. These are all issues that the President has some excellent track records of success in his own country, and we want to continue to be an effective partner with Peru as they continue to grow and develop. Finally, we discussed some important international geopolitical issues. One of the main concerns that both President Garcia and I share is the issue of nuclear nonproliferation. We recognize that it's important to leave to the next generation a country that has fewer nuclear threats rather than more nuclear threats. And so I very much appreciate Peru's strong stance on that issue. We also discussed the environment, issues like climate change, and we came to recognize that we can't solve these problems individually. A single country can't solve these problems, but we have to work together in partnership. That's the kind of relationship that the President and I have established personally. It's the kind of relationship that our countries have been able to establish over the years, and it's a relationship that I expect will continue to grow and develop in the years to come. So, welcome, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Acabamos de tener una excelente reunión con el presidente García. Quiero darle la bienvenida a la oficina Oval y también quiero saludar al pueblo peruano a través suyo y darle las gracias por su amistad a nivel personal y también por la amistad entre nuestros pueblos. Perú, como ustedes saben, es realmente un éxito en nuestro mundo. Es una sólida democracia. Su economía ha tenido un extraordinario éxito el año pasado. Pese a los graves problemas económicos internacionales, Perú ha demostrado que ha tenido una economía enormemente resistente y fuerte. Y esto se debe en gran medida al liderazgo que ha demostrado el presidente García y su equipo. Hemos hablado de toda una amplia gama de temas con el presidente. Hablamos de la excelente relación bilateral que tienen nuestros países y hemos hablado de cómo continuar eso, cómo seguir promocionando el acuerdo de libre comercio que firmamos y que se implementó el año pasado, un acuerdo que va a crear más puestos de trabajo y prosperidad para nuestros dos países. Hemos hablado también de temas de seguridad, hemos hablado de la amplia visión internacional que compartimos en temas como la democracia, los derechos humanos, la importancia de las libertades de prensa, del desarrollo económico que beneficie a todos los estratos sociales y la reducción de la pobreza. Hemos hablado también del gran éxito que ha tenido el presidente García en su trabajo en todos estos temas y nosotros queremos seguir siendo un muy buen socio de Perú. Por último, en los temas internacionales hablamos de la importancia de la no proliferación nuclear. Hablamos de la importancia de dejar a las futuras generaciones países en los cuales el riesgo de la amenaza nuclear sea cada vez menor. Y también hablamos de los temas ambientales, temas sobre los cuales sabemos que no hay solución posible si no trabajamos como socios, porque estos no son problemas menores, son problemas que no se pueden atacar individualmente. Por lo tanto, hemos realzado la importancia de nuestra asociación a nivel personal, a nivel bilateral, y esperamos que la misma siga creciendo.
And I also apologize, I should have let the translator break that up. But sometimes I forget I'm supposed to wait for that, my translator.
That's okay.
Fortunately, she's very good. Mr. President.
Gracias. Quisiera agradecer a Presidente Obama la invitación para sostener este diálogo que ha sido muy cálido y amistoso y del cual él ha hecho una brillante y extraordinaria síntesis. Hemos conversado de temas globales, porque aunque el Perú no es un país de preponderancia universal, sin embargo, coincidimos en la necesidad de detener aquí y ahora la proliferación de las armas nucleares y detener el desorden nuclear, en lo que apoyamos firmemente la política del presidente Obama, y no creemos que deba haber dilaciones en ese tema.
I want to thank President Obama very much for the invitation to visit here, to visit him here in the White House, to this dialogue, a very warm and friendly dialogue we've had today. And I think that President Obama just provided you with a succinct and brilliant summary of what we discussed. We did discuss global issues, although Peru is not a major power in the world today. It is a country that believes firmly, as does the United States, that nuclear proliferation must stop here and now. This is something that we believe in very firmly. We believe in nuclear nonproliferation. We believe in putting a stop to nuclear disorder. And we support President Obama's ideas.
En cuanto a la crisis económica mundial, también creemos que Estados Unidos ha ejercido un importante liderazgo al promover la convocatoria del Grupo de los 20 y estamos de acuerdo con los criterios de expansión económica y de regulación mejor de la actividad. Creemos, sin embargo, que todos los países deben proceder a profundas reformas para evitar recaídas como las que están ocurriendo en algunos países europeos. Y para eso nos permitimos sugerir que una institución profesional haga la supervisión y el seguimiento de las propuestas que los países del Grupo de los 20 vienen haciendo. Y tal vez esta pueda ser el Fondo Monetario Internacional.
Regarding the economic crisis that has affected our entire world, I believe that the United States has exerted very important leadership in this sense, calling on the meetings of the G20. I agree with the criteria that we have presented at those fora. We believe in the importance of economic expansion and also regulation of economic activity. But all countries need very deep reforms economically in order to avoid the stumbles and falls that have beset some regions of the world. We're looking at what happened in Europe just recently. And I would humbly suggest that perhaps a professional organization should be following up on these G20 proposals. Perhaps that organization could be the IMF.
Y en el plano regional, estamos convencidos que la democracia se fortalece en Latinoamérica. Pero una democracia moderna, una democracia con tecnología y con inversión, que no signifique el proteccionismo que lleva a los pueblos a la pobreza. Y en ese sentido, ratificamos el acierto de los gobiernos peruanos de haber logrado con el gobierno de los Estados Unidos un tratado de libre comercio que va a fomentar el empleo, que va a fomentar la tecnología y la inversión.
And regional issues, we are convinced that democracy will become stronger and stronger in Latin America. But this democracy needs to be modern, vibrant, democracy that works with technology, with investment, one that does not fall into the trap of protectionism, protectionism which can only lead to poverty. Peru is a country that congratulates itself, therefore, on having attained a free trade agreement with the United States, one that will promote more jobs, more technology, and more investment.
Creo que el acierto del Perú en estos años ha sido abrir su economía, convocar la inversión sin tener complejos, y eso nos ha permitido reducir sustantivamente la pobreza, aumentar el empleo y tener crecimiento, inclusive en el año de la gran crisis internacional. Frente a eso, hoy día declina y se reduce en Sudamérica la influencia del capitalismo de Estado socialista, que solo puede conducir a los pueblos al encierro, a problemas económicos y a mayor pobreza.
And so I am very pleased that Peru chose correctly in the last few years, and this has been demonstrated in fact. We opened our economy. We opened the way to more investment. We were not beset by political complexes that made us close our doors. And so as a result, we've seen a growth in our economy. We've seen a growth in the job rate. We've seen all kinds of economic growth despite the international crisis that the world went through last year. And today in South America, what we're seeing is the waning effects of socialist capitalism, a force that has not led to good results, a force that would have had us close our doors and open up the path to poverty.
Y hemos conversado otros temas adicionalmente que continuaremos desarrollando en la visita que la secretaria Clinton hará al Perú dentro de pocos días respecto a nuestro compromiso y lucha contra las drogas, a nuestra defensa y apoyo a la iniciativa sobre la inmigración del presidente Obama, para la cual nosotros pedimos al Congreso norteamericano todo respaldo, y también respecto a otros temas en los que estamos seguros el liderazgo y la vocación de amistad del presidente Obama significarán una más sólida alianza y cercanía del Perú con los Estados Unidos de América.
And we discussed a number of other issues that we know we will continue to develop when Secretary Clinton comes to Peru in the next week, where she will be leading the U.S. delegation during the OAS General Assembly. And we talked about our commitment. We will continue talking about our commitment to combat drug trafficking. We will continue to talk about our defense and support for immigration reform. And we would ask the U.S. Congress to support this idea. And we will continue talking about other issues, issues that I know will be supported by the strong friendship and leadership shown by President Obama that will lead to a greater partnership between our two countries.
Finalmente, quisiera hacer llegar al pueblo norteamericano mi saludo y mi respeto. Es un pueblo que ha sido laboratorio de los más importantes temas sociales que existen en nuestro tiempo. Hace unos momentos rendí homenaje al soldado desconocido en Arlington y allí, como todos en el mundo, pensé cuántos jóvenes norteamericanos dejaron sus vidas para detener en 1917-19 a las monarquías decadentes de Europa, cuántos cientos de miles de jóvenes perdieron sus vidas para detener la amenaza racista del hitlerismo y cuántos todavía siguen entregando sus vidas para evitar los riesgos del fundamentalismo. Una vez más, le toca a los Estados Unidos llevar sobre sí la inmensa responsabilidad de detener la amenaza nuclear y también hacer lo propio haciendo que los pueblos de Latinoamérica vivan en paz y seguridad, evitando el inmenso comercio de armas que empobrece a nuestras naciones. Le agradezco mucho al presidente Obama la oportunidad de este intercambio de ideas.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
And finally, I would like to say to the people of the United States that I bring to you my greetings and I bring to you all my respect. The United States has always served as a laboratory for the most important social issues affecting our globe. Before coming to the White House, I visited the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery. And like everyone who has gone there, I stood thinking, how many U.S. servicemen and women have given their lives to defend the world from the decadent monarchies of the 19th and 20th centuries, to stop the racism imposed by Hitler. And today they continue to do that, stopping fundamentalism in all its ugly forms around the world. And you will continue to do that by stopping the nuclear threat that that affects us all throughout the world. And I know that you are also helping us today in Latin America to secure our peace and our security by combating the illegal drug trade. And I thank you for all that you do, and I thank you, Mr. President, for this exchange of ideas we were able to have today.
Thank you again, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.